on the Auburn Sports Network. Alpha Insurance presents This Week in Auburn Athletics. Protect your cars, home, life, and business with Alpha. Find your local agent at alphainsurance.com. Here's Jacob Hillman.
Auburn football concluded spring practice on Saturday with its annual A-Day game at Jordan-Hare Stadium. Head coach Hugh Freeze recaps the upgraded passing attack.
You know, the more talented receivers we get, the better our passing game is going to be. And, you know, make sure our quarterbacks understand we made a couple mistakes there today. We threw a few slants behind people. I think I'm confident that we can move the football if we continue to add pieces to the talent of the roster. And, you know, I think we've done that some. We need to continue to do that.
One of the additions to the wide receivers room is freshman Cam Coleman, who caught four passes for 92 yards and a score. Coach Freeze talks about Coleman's impact.
Well, I think he changes us. You know, we need more. Can't just, you know, anxious to get the other signees here like Perry and Malcolm to join with that group. But I am glad our fans got to see that. I'm quite sure that they were very excited to see that. He just tracks the ball and thinks every ball is catchable. And, you know, I know he made a couple great ones, but there's one he didn't that I honestly thought might have been his best effort of the day. It was kind of like, I don't know how to describe it, behind the back, but he honestly had that for a second, and I'm not sure it wasn't interference, but they didn't call many of those today. But just to see him, he just tracks the ball really naturally, and he's so teachable, coachable, and you know he made a couple of MAs in the tight red zone today on balls that we were hoping to throw him in down there and kind of got us in trouble and had to make us kick some field goals. So that's on us. We've got to clean it up and make sure he knows the whole system and what he can do. But when he knows what to do, he's really, really talented.
Defensively, the Tigers showed out in the trenches with 12 tackles for loss. Coach Freeze talks about his defensive line.
I felt like they won the line of scrimmage. And so that's very positive. And I like the guys and the effort they're giving over there. Dude, I just don't think you can ever have enough of them. And we got a couple spots left on our roster. If you're going to fill it, let's fill it with D-line and receivers. You know, I think that's where we kind of need to add some more depth. It did seem that they played well today, and we need those young kids like DJ Reed and Bobby to come on. And I thought DJ made a couple plays in the backfield. TJ Lindsey showed up. You know, obviously the two young ends are going to be very talented. I was excited, but I thought the D-line kind of dominated the line of scrimmage today.
Auburn will have some time off before summer and fall camp arrives as the semester closes. Kickoff of the Plains is set for August 31st at Jordan-Hare Stadium against Alabama A&M. Auburn softball won its final home midweek contest of the season last night by taking down UAB behind a combined no-hitter from Maddie Penta and Shelby Lowe. Head coach Mickey Dean recaps the pitching performance and the win.
I thought we did a nice job. We got off to a quick start. We continued to build on it. Pitchers worked ahead. We averaged 15 pitches an inning, which is exactly where we want to be. And, we did a nice job. Well, we were getting ahead. We were getting ahead. When you get ahead, good things happen. And that's what we did. I think we had one walk, one hit batter, and then we still were able to stick it to 15 pitches an inning, which is we want to be at 15 or below every inning.
Up next for the Tigers is a trip to Baton Rouge to face number 6 LSU Friday and Saturday at 6 Central, as well as Sunday at 1. Coverage can be heard all weekend long locally on Weagle 91.1 FM and everywhere on the Auburn Tigers app. Auburn baseball fell for the first time in a midweek contest this season to Alabama State last night at Plainsman Park. Head coach Butch Thompson recaps the loss.
Christian did a nice job, especially after the last two, and come out and gave us 5 good innings. And really, you know, most of the night we did okay. We got a couple of disadvantage counts. Alabama State made us pay for that, the 2 solo home runs, and then walked the leadoff guy there in the 9th. And the guys were competitive on the mound. And really, their starter, Rodriguez, did a nice job, and their reliever. It felt like we were trying to get something to happen there late, but we didn't cut into the starter or the first reliever enough, I think, to shorten, chop up the game to get our offense rolling tonight. And just the can of corn game, a lot of fly balls that stayed in the ballpark that were reasonably easy to catch, I think, is the story of tonight.
The SEC schedule continues this weekend at Plainsman Park, where the Auburn family has set attendance records in 3 of the last 4 conference matchups. Coach Thompson previews the series against Kentucky.
We have to prepare for
for a team that, you know, cherishes every base runner. They have a ton of walks, Kentucky does. They're fourth in the league in bunting, so they're absolutely going to play the short game. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're playing up in Lexington in a big park, probably cooler temperatures, and the long ball can happen. They got some guys that absolutely can hit, but they've built an offense around trying to do some other things to manufacture runs. We'll have to be good at controlling the running game. They have 88 stolen bases. Mm. To put that in perspective, I think Vanderbilt has 72 stolen base attempts, and we're at 63. So that's 25 more than we have, and we've advertised how much more we're trying to steal and run the bases. So that's why if you absolutely just wallow in it or get sad in it, you're not moving forward. I want everybody to be preparing for, you know, a Kentucky team that's only lost one game in our league for the things that they'll do different than Tennessee.
The Tigers host the Wildcats at Plainsman Park tomorrow at 6:30 Central, Friday at 6, and Saturday at 2. Auburn Sports Network coverage begins 15 minutes prior to first pitch of each game. Tickets are still available for games 1 and 2 of the series at aubtix.com. Back with more of This Week in Auburn Athletics after this message from Alpha Insurance.
You know that feeling when you're doing what you love? You're in the zone, truly and fully alive, lost in thought. You know what you're not thinking about? Insurance. That's where Alpha comes in. Alpha handles all things insurance, so you're free to do anything. So get out there and live your best life. Whatever your thing is, we've got you covered. That's life with Alpha Insurance. Visit alphainsurance.com to learn more.
Auburn men's tennis went 2-1 in the penultimate week of the regular season, including a thrilling win over Alabama. Head coach Bobby Reynolds talks about where his team stands going into the final week.
Yeah, we put ourselves in a great situation. You know, I think we're going to miss out on one of those 1-4 seeds just with that Mississippi State match. They were kind of on the 4-5 spot with us. So, but like you said, you know, trying to get that 5 seed, 6 seed at worst. So this weekend's big for us, and we're ready for it. You know, these guys have pushed hard, and you know, they wanted one of those 4 seeds and get that day off and just do something we haven't done. But again, you know, it's all about at this point continuing to build for that SEC tournament and then obviously for the NCAA tournament starting in May.
The Tigers will close the regular season at home with matches against Texas A&M and LSU, which will be senior day. Coach Reynolds talks about his seniors.
I think somebody's going to have to bring me some tissues, a big box of tissues. You know, it's tough to lose 3 guys and these 3 guys in Tyler Stice and Finn Murgut and Raul Dobai, you know, have been instrumental to our program just as a coach and looking at it more fatherly, just seeing how they've grown as people in the 5 years that we've had them. And everything that they've poured into the younger guys over the last 2 years to leave this place and Auburn tennis in a better situation than it was 5-6 years ago. And these guys, like I said, you know, always, you know, they took a chance on Chris and I. They took a chance on Auburn tennis and they've made it better in the meantime. And it's going to be sad to see them go, but they hold a huge spot in my heart and for everything they've done over these last 5 years.
Auburn hosts the Aggies on Friday at 3 Central and LSU on Sunday at noon. Both matches are free to attend at the Yarborough Tennis Center. Gymnastics concluded its 2024 season at the NCAA Berkeley Regional. Head coach Jeff Grabo wraps up the season.
The first thing that's going to come to my mind, and I told him on the bus afterwards, we never counted a fall all year. I think there's only 5 teams in the country that can say that. And 3 or 4 of them are moving on to the next round. So the simple fact that we were very consistent in our fight, I think the culture and the drive and determination of this team was fantastic. So I wanted to leave them with that. That's a badge of honor to be able to go through a whole, you know, 14 or 15 meets and never count a fall. So pretty impressive.
The Tigers will return to Neville Arena in January of 2025. Number 16 women's tennis took down Alabama in Tuscaloosa on Friday 4-3 to begin a 3-match road trip to end the regular season. Head coach Lester Cook previews the final weekend at Texas A&M and LSU.
Yeah, and that goes back to, you know, what we've been talking about in the beginning. You know, as if you just focus on doing the best you can that day, controlling what you can control, you know, taking care of business, you know, the seedings, the rankings, you know, individually, team, those will all take care of themselves if you're playing well and you're doing your job. You know, you can't control the rankings and individual rankings. So you just go out, you do what you can that day and everything else will take care of itself. But, just try to keep, you know, keep the goal really small right in front of you, you know, bite-sized goals, and those add up to bigger results later.
The Tigers visit the Aggies on Friday at 5 Central and LSU on Sunday at noon. Number 10 women's golf saw a trio of Tigers compete in the Augusta National Women's Amateur this past weekend as sophomore Casey Weidenfeld captured a top-five finish. Auburn now gets set for the SEC Championship this weekend. Head coach Melissa Llewellyn previews the start of the postseason.
I feel good. We've got a great team. We've got six players going. We've named Ami Gonchandani as our sixth player. A lot of people don't realize that we are allowed to do substitutions during during play, not during a round, but between rounds. The last several years, I have used that substitution mostly to our advantage, and Ami's been playing much better as of late. So it's nice to know that we have another weapon if we need it. But I really believe in this top five. They've played together all spring. We've continued to move up in the rankings. We just won our last tournament. We're working hard and they're excited. And I was really proud of the SEC coaches when we collaborated to try to create our championship to mimic the national championship. And so the only thing that's different is there's one less round of stroke play to qualify for the top eight at the SECs. We'll play three rounds of stroke play and then the top eight advance to the match play on Monday. We will have a quarterfinal and semifinal match on that day, so two matches. And then the finals will be televised on the SEC Championship on Tuesday. And it is our plan to have a chance to win the tournament, and that would mean that we would need to be there on Tuesday to do that.
The Tigers will compete for an SEC title Friday through Tuesday at Pelican Golf Club in Bel Air, Florida. Track and field medaled in 16 events as it split duties in Coral Gables and Tuscaloosa over the weekend. The Tigers get set for another dual meet weekend, including a return to Gainesville, Florida. Head coach Leroy Burrell previews the Tom Jones Invitational.
I mean, our last trip was outstanding. You know, so we're looking to have our full complement of the men's sprint group back. We have two athletes who are coming off Ramadan, who we'll wind it up in the relay again. Hopefully be able to make a bit of an impact in the 200. We're going to run a couple guys in 200, which we haven't been able to do thus far very much this year. Our plans are to put a 4x4 on the track. You know, we think we can run about 307, maybe 306 in the 4x4. We'll do that as well. In addition to our women's jumps group, we're going to push them a bit to try to get some marks that we think will help us. We finished out last week, three weeks or so in a row where we really rose up the charts and got some really solid performances. And I think just we need to confirm them, those performances at Tom Jones.
Auburn will compete in the Brian Clay Invitational in Azusa, California, tomorrow through Saturday, as well as the Tom Jones Invitational in Gainesville, Friday and Saturday. Also in action, number 2 men's golf will get play underway on Monday for its regular season finale at the Mossy Oak Collegiate in West Point, Mississippi, as it goes for its fourth consecutive tournament win. Head coach Nick Kleiner will be featured in the next edition of the Talking Tigers podcast with Andy Burcham on Monday, wherever you get your podcasts. To view full schedules and more information, visit auburntigers.com or download the Auburn Tigers app. For This Week in Auburn Athletics, presented by Alpha Insurance, I'm Jacob Hillman. War Eagle!